I'm sorry I haven't a clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week on a second visit to the technically even more historic city of Bath. In the 1st century AD, Bath was the western hub of Roman Britain, and the local populace had to adjust to many different aspects of Roman life, such as the worship of gods, such as Jupiter, Vulcan, and Janus. Roman gods often had local equivalent names, so Jupiter became Thor, Vulcan became Spock, and Janus became Jarsole. The city got its English name when early settlers arrived here and noted it resembled a bath because it was next to a toilet called Trowbridge. The famous Somerset Light Infantry was formed in the 1680s. Their uniform consisted of a distinctive crimson jacket with mustard yellow breeches, and they carried a pike staff with sharp barbs, which gouged opponents' brains by entering the skull through the eye socket. A horrible thought. Crimson with mustard yellow. Born on the 3rd of December, 1738, the astronomer William Herschel lived in Queen's Square. A moody man, by all accounts, Herschel used to throw violent tantrums at idiots who thought he was an astrologer. Typical Sagittarius. Herschel discovered the planet Uranus in 1781, providing schoolboys with 2 centuries of giggles when asking their teacher, "Please, sir, are there rings around Uranus?" Sir, do we need a telescope to look at Uranus? And, of course, the classic, "Please, sir, has a man ever visited Uranus?" Let it out. In 1965, Bath became the first English city to send a comprehensive school pupil to Cambridge University, where he studied classics. Sadly, he didn't do well and failed his first year exams, explaining that his poor knowledge of Greek mythology was his Achilles' elbow. Bath is noted for an execution when, in 1782, a suspected spy named David Barrett became the last man in England to be publicly hung, drawn and quartered. Before burial on unconsecrated land, the unemployed clerk had his limbs and internal organs removed. However, this year, after reviewing his case, the government had Barrett exhumed, as the Department of Work and Pensions have deemed him fit for work. But David Barrett surely isn't the last here to have died horribly in public. Let's meet the teams. They are on my left, Barry Cryer and Jeremy Hardy. And on my right, Timbrook Taylor and Miles Jupp. And taking her place at the desk next to me, please welcome our scorer, the ever delightful Samantha. Well, we start this week with some new additions to the Uxbridge English Dictionary. A good dictionary is essential for the correct use of similar terms. For example, many people don't understand the subtle difference between the words dream and reverie. Well, a dream is a series of images and feelings occurring in a person's mind during sleep, whereas a reverie is that bloke in black with a whistle. But the meanings of words are constantly changing, team, so your suggestions, please, of any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Miles, you could start.
Superficial, person in charge of a broth.
Barry?
Cognac, to deceive a long-haired cow.
Epistle, letter written in the snow.
Tim.
Perpetuate, how Korean restaurants get paid.
Oh.
Filibuster, horse-seeking missile.
Bakery, rather like a baker.
Hors d'oeuvre, women who hang round diesel pumps.
Romania, an over-fondness for kangaroos.
Lactose, suffer from frostbite.
Jolly D, a contradiction in terms.
Oh! Oh!
Flemish, a bit like phlegm.
Cherish, a bit like a chair.
Kindred, annoying rasta.
Bloating, Jamaican whistle. Daunting, Jamaican sunrise. Debating, where ships anchor in Jamaica. Panting, oh. Jamaican cooking implement.
Ponder, more like a pond.
Carbuncle, a relative only eats potatoes, bread and pasta.
Frenzy, a bit like an American sitcom.
Furnish.
Oh, here we go. A
bit like a fern.
Mistake. Regret becoming a vegetarian.
Rubbish. Bit like a massage.
I think we can all make these up, so let's move on, shall we? Well, it's time now for some acting in the miming round called Sound Charades. This is based on the old TV favourite Give Us a Clue, the show that featured Mime Master General Lionel Blair. Now, showbiz veteran Lionel recently had past life therapy. He was regressed to 112 years and found out he was still Lionel Blair. Tim and Miles, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Hard times. Hard times.
It's a book, and it's two words, and it goes like this.
Ah, Captain Scott.
What is it, Oates? Not more bad news.
I'm afraid so, sir. It's your newspaper. It was left outside the tent last night in that blizzard and no one can open it.
Can't open it, you say? What, even the culture section?
Even the culture section, so the whole thing's solid as a rock.
Well, that's damned inconvenient. You wouldn't pop out and see if you can get another one, would you?
Very well, sir, but I may be some time.
I expect so. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, culture section is Sunday Times.
Frozen Times. How many words is it?
Two words.
Two words. Frozen
ice.
Times.
Times.
Ice Times.
Ice Times. Cold Times.
Glacial Times. Murdoch's Heart.
What happens to things when they're frozen, Poppet?
They go very hard.
Yeah! Hard Times! You did it.
Hard Times. Your turn, Barry and Jeremy, and your title is now being exhibited. And here again... Here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Pride and Prejudice. Pride and Prejudice.
So it's...
Three words.
Three words, and it's a book.
Oh,
and
it's a book,
a film,
and
on
the
telly
and everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Morning, Zookeeper Bob.
Hello, Zookeeper Jim.
How's it all going in the zoo?
Not well.
Really?
Not...
What's happened?
We were going to have the lions and the leopards as a big visitor attraction.
Yeah.
And the lions are not mixing with them.
What, they've been spurning them?
That's right.
That's
what,
right.
What do they hold against them? This flock of lions.
I know. It's awful. I've realised it's their colour.
Really? So the whole colour. Herd of lions has turned against the scapegoating the leopards?
That's right. It's awful to see.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh, you wouldn't have thought the whole shoal would do it, would you?
No, exactly. Exactly. Bye for now.
Bye.
I mean, it seems to be very collective noun heavy.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Come on.
So, well, I connect, like, well... It's a three-word book, so it's not a very long book.
It's not just a book.
I love lions. That was, I love that. Absolutely loved
it. It's a great
film,
wasn't it? Yeah.
But even better than the book.
I don't know what it is.
Oh, right, so there's some collective noun.
Of lions.
Lions.
Something of lions. Well,
ice cream.
Pride of...
Oh, dear.
Pride of lions.
Yeah.
Pride of...
And what were they being like toward the
leopards? Were they behaving?
Nastily.
Oh. I don't believe this.
Well, I don't think anyone benefits from being cross.
tell the audience
judging them because of their colour...
Prejudice.
Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah.
Right.
Pride and Prejudice.
Here.
Very good. Wonderful. Wonderful.
It's just exciting watching you guys think. Really. Okay, time now for a round of Swankers, the game that involves boasting about new achievements or possessions. This is an impoverished round. Sorry, I should read that again. This is an improvised round in which the teams will be guests at a party where they take turns to unashamedly boast about something, which each succeeding guest has to outdo. When I hit my gong, the teams have to change the topic of conversation. So you're at a party boasting about a new app on your smartphone, and you go now, please, Tim.
Oh, I've got this app. It tells me what I should eat next.
I've got an app that tells me to stop looking at my phone.
I have an app nearly every afternoon.
I've got a vibrating function on my phone for no reason.
To start the next one, Miles, and you're at a party of young parents boasting about how strict you are about what you allow your children to eat.
Yeah, we don't let our children eat anything unless they can tell us its provenance.
Well, both of our children were locally sourced. But also... Also, we think it's important to let them choose their own intolerances rather than impose allergies on them. So we let them choose them, and then we actually named them after their... Celiac, leave lactose alone. You're making him bloated. Sorry.
We try to make life challenging for our children, so we force them to only drink New World wines.
Well, we wanted our children to have a challenge because my partner speaks to the children in French and I speak to the children in German, and neither of us speaks French or German.
I just speak English to our children and they still say, Dad, what are you talking about?
I only allow my children to watch one thing, the reasonably priced digitally remastered goodies DVDs.
Well, that does sound harsh. We...
okay. Barry, I'd like you to start this one. You're boasting about how good you are at DIY.
Ah, well, I did a conversion. I got the loft in the basement.
Well, I've sanded all of our floors, and once you get through the carpet and the underlay, it's remarkably easy.
We've actually started generating our own electricity. We bought a generator and plugged it in.
Well, we decided to dig out the basement and have a swimming pool in there, and the people in the downstairs flat were livid.
I did a loft conversion by myself. It's now a Roman Catholic.
Don't tell anyone else here, but we do our own cleaning.
Oh, no!
Okay. Oh. Finally, Jeremy, you're boasting about your new fuel-efficient hybrid car.
Oh, right. Well, my car is amazing because it's got one of those seats that heat up to make you feel like you've wet yourself.
I've bought myself a sort of hybrid barbecue, and you put the meat in it, and when it comes out, it's half burnt and half raw.
I've got a hybrid Hoover. It's half Hoover, half Boxer. It's a Mike Dyson.
I bought a hybrid sandwich the other day. It was half ham, half cheese.
I've invented a new BLT. It's banana, liver and tuna.
It's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. Since we're in Georgian Bath, we'll be playing Beau Nash's special etiquette version of the game. This game will feature gentlemen versus commoners. So that's Mr. T. Brooke Taylor, Order of the British Empire, partnered by Miles Hugh Barrett Jupp Esquire, against Barry Bazza Cryer and Jeremy Socialist Worker Hardy. Play always passes to the left, naturally. Vulgarisms will be penalised and willful obstruction of a person's passage is forbidden. Mr. Brooke Taylor, would you be kind enough to begin?
I'd be delighted to. I'd like to start with Pimlico.
Pimlico, King's Road.
Well, perhaps I should pop into Sloane Square.
Poplar.
Not very, no. Piccadilly.
Piccadilly? No, sorry, Jack, adjudication, I'm sorry.
Well, first of all, don't question Tim that manner. You're thinking that he can't follow Poplar with Piccadilly, and that's
precisely
a mistake
that
your type often make.
Oh, don't he talk nice all of a sudden?
Yeah.
So, Barry, yes.
Right. Queensgate.
Oh, that's above your station.
Bit dash familiar. Queens Road.
Tooting Common.
Yeah.
Arnos Grove.
Oh, boy. Arnos Grove. Lime Grove.
What a funny little fellow. Highbury Corner.
Mile End.
Don't you just love them? I'm going to say they might know this one. Moorgate.
Adjudication, Jack. Queensgate, Moorgate. Surely there's a proliferation of something going on here.
You are right, Barry, of course, but life isn't fair for people like you. I will be permitting it on this occasion. Barry.
Well, I have to go Park Lane.
Hyde Park Corner, I think. Hyde Park Corner.
Yes. Hyde Park. Heard it, Hyde, just couldn't
Hyde,
believe it.
Hyde Park. Parsons Green.
Yes.
Parsons Green.
Pains me to say this, but Wallington Crescent.
Oh! Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Tim, for restoring the natural order of things. So this next round is called Complete Love Songs. In this round, I'll present the teams with a selection of opening lyrics to some popular songs which are all incomplete, and their job is to correctly finish them off. Okay, so Tim, this first one's for you. Some words of Nobel Prize winner Bob Dylan for you to finish. Lay, Lady, Lay.
A little egg for me.
Lay across my big brass bed, is that one?
Oh.
Miles, here's for you. Some words from the police. Every breath you take, every move you make, every bond you break, every step you take, I'll be...
staring at you from behind a wheelie bin.
I'll be watching you. Jeremy, can you complete this? It's late in the evening. She's wondering what clothes to wear. She puts on her makeup and brushes her long blonde hair. And then she asks me, do I look all right? And I say,
yes, because we're running late and I just need to get her into the bloody car.
All right, Barry, wise men say only fools rush in, but...
I still go to IKEA.
But I can't help falling in love with you. Tim, here's some words sung by Phil Collins. I need love, love, to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine. But Mama said you can't...
Full stop.
Can't hurry love, of course. Miles, some words, take that. Whatever I said, whatever I didn't mean it. I just want you back for...
tax purposes.
Want you back for good. Jeremy, don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but...
I am Secretary of State for Education.
But I do know that I love you. Barry, here's another one for you. The road is narrow and long when eyes meet eyes and the feeling is strong. I turn away from the wall, I stumble and fall, but I give you it all. I am a woman in...
inebriated.
A woman in love. Oh. Tim, you're once, twice, three times a lady, and I...
think you should go on a diet.
With all due respect. Miles, first time ever I saw your face, I thought...
nah.
I thought the sun rose in your eyes. Finally, Jeremy, some words of Barry White. Ah, mm-hmm. Oh, baby, keep on. Come on, baby, keep on doing it, right on. You got it together. Oh, you got it together, baby. Right on, keep on doing it. Not yet, baby. Oh, not yet. I swear you...
can easily fit into that parking space.
I swear you got it together, baby. OK, here are some for just any of you to have a go at. Some words of James Blunt. My life is brilliant. My life is brilliant. My love is pure. I saw an angel, of that I'm sure. She smiled at me on the subway. She was with another man, but I won't lose no sleep on that because I've got...
chronic narcolepsy.
I've got a plan. You're beautiful, you're beautiful, you're beautiful.
You're beautiful.
Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could. Little things I should have said and done. I never took the time. You were always on my...
to-do list.
On my mind. Grandma, we love you. Grandma, we do. Though we may be far away, we think of you. And one day, when we're older, we'll look back and say...
in retrospect, she was actually quite racist, wasn't she?
There's no one quite like Grandma. She's helped us on our way. You know that it would be untrue, you know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you...
our deficit reduction plans are on track.
Girl, we couldn't get much higher. Some words of you too. See the stone set in your eyes, see the thorn twist in your side. I wait for you, sleight of hand and twist of fate. On a bed of nails she makes me wait and...
I think I might be in the wrong room.
I wait without you. And finally, I want to be loved by you, just you and nobody else but you. I want to be loved by you alone, poo-poo.
Notwithstanding.
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time to fit in... I wish you meant that. is just time to fit in a quick round of late arrivals at the baker's ball. Before we do, however, Samantha is just popping out to visit a gentleman baker friend who she's been assisting with his meringue pie mixture. He's told her to keep beating it until it becomes stiff and pointy. So while she's away seeing to that, teams, I'd like you to announce the late arrivals at a society ball for bakers. You can start this one, Miles.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Lord and Lady Land Cookie and their daughter Mary.
Yeah. Barry. Look who's just come through the door. The spiritualists, Mr. and Mrs. Loaf, and their son, the medium, White.
A big welcome, please, for Mr. and Mrs. Tyrrell and their academic son, Edward, better known as Prof. E. Tyrrell.
Please welcome Mr. and Mrs. Bread, their son, Peter Bread, and their grandmother, Nan Bread.
Where is he? Oh, he's gone.
My lords and ladies, the Right Honourable Jacob Scrackers.
Please welcome Mr. and Mrs. Torius Sponge and their son, Victorious Sponge.
Here we go.
You're very welcome.
Mr. and Mrs. Nut Cookies and their daughter Hazel and their cat Kit. Now then. Mr. and Mrs. Dodgers and their son Jamie. Is there no end to this?
He's on a roll.
Oh. Mr. Digestive. And his cousin Duncan.
Please welcome Mr. and Mrs. Fectioners Custard and their son, Connor Confectioners Custard.
Welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Suet Pudding and their pimply son, Spotted Dick.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the feral fox of fate rips open the bountiful bin bag of benevolence before mounting his mangy mate of munificence and waking up the whole bloody street, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the team, Samantha and myself, and our audience here in Bath, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Miles Jupp, Timbrook Taylor and Jeremy Hardy were being given silly things to do by Jack B, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Fraser Steele, and the producer was John Naismith.